And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is Monday, June the 10th, 2019, 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program right here on WWGH Radio, and this is the day of the WWGH 5th anniversary. Oh my goodness, how time has flown by. Monday, June the 10th, 2014. Well, I guess it wasn't a Monday. I think it was a Tuesday back then. Tuesday, June the 10th, 2014, we went on the air for the very first time. And tonight we are going to have our big anniversary special, WWGH, the first 5 years. Holy moly, tonight, 7:15 to 9 p.m., myself, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Adam Lepp, Linda Sims, Mike Wilson, Pastor Whitaker, Charlie Evers, Nate Redman, Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy will all be here, Mrs. Weasel Boy will be here. There will be two other special guests who are not on the list here. You will have to tune in tonight to hear the surprise and a live performance tonight by our anniversary and Christmas traditions, the Leshesky family. This event tonight is supported by Domino's Pizza, telephone number 740-383-3030. That is tonight at 7:15. What a night it's going to be. It's going to be a celebration like no other. Everybody who's on the station will be here, plus two other special guests, and live performances. So it is going to be a night to behold, 7:15 to 9 p.m. tonight. Do not forget about that for love nor money. Now, what we're going to do today here on the program is we're going to do some giveaways, and I believe Sean Kraft is on his way in, so we're going to do some memories of the last 5 years here at WWGH Radio. Also want to remind you, we will have live episodes of Voice of a People with Linda Sims today at 4:10, and also the Mike Wilson Show at 5:10. I believe Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library is Mike's guest at 5:10 today. So it's a full day of programming here at WWGH Radio. Now, last Friday, we were doing donut trivia because it was National Donut Day. Here we go with the microphone again. Somebody has fooled around with the microphone. I don't know why people do. Oh, let's see here. It's kind of fuzzy. Okay, cleared up there. Now, last Friday was National Donut Day, so we had a lot of questions involving the donut. See, I'm watching it go in and out now, and that makes you nervous. Okay, maybe that's right. Okay. If everything worked on the 5th anniversary, it wouldn't be a normal day, would it? We were doing donut trivia because it was National Donut Day. Now, here are the questions we did not get answered. Now, if you know the answer, give me a call, 740-383-9944. We did get a lot of these answered. Can anybody name the original automatic donut machine? The original automatic donut machine had a very unique name. Does anybody know the name of the original automatic donut machine? Now, we never did get this, but as I was going off the air Friday, I gave you the chapter and verse where this was. Did anybody look this up over the weekend? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Did you know the Bible mentioned a donut? There's a person in the Bible who mentioned a donut? Who was that person in the Bible who mentions a donut? What group of people think that eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is considered to be good luck? There's a group of people who eat a jelly donut on New Year's Eve who think that gives them good luck. What group of people is that? What does the size of the donut hole, the hole in the middle of the donut, represent in society? How big or small that donut hole is represents something in society. Does anybody know what that is? So those are our donut questions left over from last week. What does the size of the donut hole represent in society? What group thinks eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is considered good luck? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? and name the original automatic donut machine's name. Can anybody name the original automatic donut machine's name? So those are the donut questions we have left over. 740-383-9944. I think we've got one pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo left. I believe we've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. I believe we've got a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. So that's what's on the table right now. Now, we still have some other questions last week that don't have to do with donuts that we also don't have answered yet. Taco Bell, we've had this question for a while. Taco Bell tried to open up restaurants in Mexico on 2 different occasions. Now, both times they tried to open up restaurants in Mexico, they did not go over very well. Can anybody tell me what name Taco Bell used when they tried to open up restaurants in Mexico? It's a 2-word name. It's American words. What was the name of the restaurant owned by Taco Bell that they tried to open up in Mexico? Many mass-produced ice creams have something in them that you would not expect. It's an ingredient that you would not think would be an ice cream. Can anybody tell me that ingredient that many mass-produced ice creams have that you would not think was in there? Can anybody tell me the first group that ever ate fast food? The first group that ever ate fast food. We still don't have the answer to that one. We still have this one. George Harrison, legendary performer of the band The Beatles, joined what group on stage to perform after The Beatles had broken up? Now, this would have already been a popular group. George Harrison of The Beatles joined what group on stage to perform after the Beatles broke up? It was a popular group. Does anybody know what group that was? And then we just introduced this question last week before we switched over to the donut trivia. What are Juck, Cuck, and Tuck? Now that's J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What are those 3 items? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will get you up on. What are Juck, Cuck? What band did George Harrison join on stage right after the Beatles broke up? What is the first group that ever ate fast food? What item is in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect to be there? What was Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up restaurants in Mexico? What group believes eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is considered to be good luck? Eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is considered to be good luck. And what does the size of the donut hole, the hole in the center of the donut, represent in society? They say that the size of the hole in the donut is in representation of something in society. Also, we still don't have the person in the Bible who mentions a donut. Does anybody know the person in the Bible who mentions a donut, or what was the name of the original automatic donut machine? Again, we've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We've got a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. We have got tickets to the Columbus Zoo on this very rainy, unusually kind of chilly Monday here in the month of June. Now, it's supposed to be getting a little warmer as the day goes on. So we will hope that that happens before our big anniversary party tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. You do not want to miss this anniversary because it is going to be something else to behold. And also, I do want to thank again our devout listener who took time and effort and made me a pineapple upside down cake. It was very delicious. I enjoyed it quite a bit. And I certainly thank her for taking the time to go out and do that. But you know, I always thought that you had to do pineapple upside down cake in a cast iron skillet, and it was a big process, and you had to use the brown sugar, and you had to use the pineapples, and you had to use the cherries, and you had to do the whole bit. But apparently there is an easier way to do it now. That's not so difficult. And the way this cake was cooked was done the easier way. And I'll tell you, the cake tasted tremendous, so I believe that the easier way can definitely work. All right. Anybody out there today? Does anybody know the answers to these donut questions? Can anybody name the original automatic donut machine, what it was called? Trying to get that still? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? There is a person in the Bible who mentions a donut. Does anybody know who that is? Eating a jelly donut is considered to be good luck on New Year's Eve? For what group? Does anybody know the group that believes eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is considered to be good luck? What is the size of the donut hole, the hole in the center of the donut, supposed to represent in society? Does anybody know what the size of the donut hole is supposed to represent in our society? It's a very interesting question. Because if you think about things that we worry about in society, and then you think of the size of that donut hole, this is kind of an interesting answer. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. Huntsman Auto Oil Change. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And I believe a Columbus Zoo Pass. I believe those are the things that are left in the giveaway folder at this particular juncture. Oh, and I believe we do have a $5 gift card to McDonald's. So we also have a $5 gift card to McDonald's in the pile. So we've got the $5 gift card to McDonald's, the Huntsman Auto Oil Change, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, and the Columbus Zoo. Does anybody know the answers to any of the questions, or have I completely stumped you? Now remember, last Friday, the first Friday in June, is National Donut Day. And that's why we ended up with so many questions about the donut. And we got a lot of them answered. National Donut Day has been around since 8, so that certainly is a long run for National Donut Day. 81 years. And apparently there's also like a Donut Appreciation Day, which happens at one point. So it's very, very interesting, to say the least. Oh, I hear a conversation going on outside. This is kind of interesting. We'll see what's going on here. I think I know what this probably is, as the steps are running around. Yes? Oh, Reuben. All right, let me get the prize here. Oh, okay. Those would be the Zumbezi Bay tickets. There you go. One of our winners from last Friday who got the donut trivia right. Mrs. Reuben, I believe, was her name. Oh, my word. What a conversation going on out there in the hallway. Now, as we continue on today, 5th anniversary day. And again, don't forget the special tonight, 7:15 to 9 p.m. The whole group will be here. Myself, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Adam Lepp, Linda Sims, Mike Wilson, Pastor Whitaker, Charlie Evers, Nate Redman, Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy, and a live performance by the Leshesky family, and two special guests who I'm not going to tell you about, but they'll be here tonight. Now, don't forget, this is all supported by Domino's Pizza, telephone number 740-383-3030. Don't miss it. It will be something to behold tonight here on WWGH Radio. And now joining me today, Sean Kraft. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you?
Always doing well.
Yeah, it's been an interesting day for me. You know, since we're an educational, I'm going to start out with this. Since we're an educational station, I think whoever manufacturers out there listening, I think on a bathtub, they need to come up with a non-slick surface.
What happened?
On every tub. I slipped.
And fell.
Well, I almost fell. I caught myself on this towel bar, but it ripped it out of the wall a little bit. But one of those days, you know.
So you ripped the towel bar out of the wall.
A little bit, yeah. It went back in, but crazy day. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that.
So you were just standing?
Well, I was standing. I was getting out of the tub, and I slept. I must have had like a little bit of shampoo or something underneath the bottom of my foot, and down.
Do you have one of those non-stick things on the bottom?
No, I need to get one, but I think every manufacturer on the tub, they just need to invent those automatically. They need to put, you know, because some of those that you buy in the store, they don't last very long anyway, but just saying.
I don't know.
Never know.
You could sit down. A lot of people have chairs in there.
You can put those chairs, yeah. There you go.
But see, sometimes you've had issues with chairs, though.
Well, they make those heavy-duty ones now.
Well, you can get one of those for your tub.
Yeah, I could.
Now, do you know the answers to any of these questions?
No, I don't, actually. I was trying to think on the way home, or on the way here, when you said something about the original donut machine. That's pretty, that dates back way back when.
Well, it's the first automatic donut machine, and it has a special name.
Huh. Interesting.
And also, we're looking for what person in the Bible talked about donuts?
Probably Adam. He ate the apple from the tree, so who knows?
Well, it's interesting because I have the chapter and the verse where it mentions it. So if somebody wants to look it up, they can. And I gave the chapter and verse on Friday as I was going up on the air, but still we got nobody who has answered that. What group thinks eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is considered to be good luck? That's the other question. And what is the size of the donut hole supposed to represent in society? That's the other question. So they're all out there, 740-383-9944. We're going to be on the air for 2 hours here live. 740-383-9944. Just give us a ring and we will get you up on the air. That's how easy it is.
Easy as pie.
Easy as could be.
Yeah.
So today, tonight's going to be the 5th anniversary gala.
Hard to believe.
5 years.
Wow. And look at all the different locations we've been over the years.
Three.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Now, you were there the first
day.
This
has been the best location that we've been at.
Oh, I think by far.
Yeah.
The first two were a little rough.
Yeah.
But we've been here now for over 2 years.
So we want to thank Vanover Apartments. They're a really nice group.
Yeah, Vanover Management. Yeah. Very good group. Always been easy and nice to work with, and we certainly appreciate that. But now my question is, you were there the first time we signed on. Do you remember that day? June 10th, 2014.
And I remember you say that it was on a Tuesday then.
I believe it was on a Tuesday,
yeah, yes. I heard you say that on the way here. You know what? My brain is so foggy. I mean, I remember some of it. It was at the mall. I remember that going, you know, we had to go down that long hallway.
Well, not the first day. The first day, we're just inside the door.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why we switched. That's right. See, I told you my brain's not all there today. but, yeah, I remember when we first went inside the door, but it was hot. It was hot, 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 hot. It was a hot box. I do remember that. I mean, my brain was, I couldn't even focus. I was sweating so bad. But it was interesting. We were supposed to, I spent days and days getting the phone line. I remember that. To try to get the Frontier out there to get that phone line fixed up. It was all jacked up. And
I'm saying, what do you remember about the first day?
When we first actually broadcast on the air?
Yeah.
Because
there was a lot of rigmarole that went on before that. But what do you remember about the actual first day, June 10th, 2014?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was very exciting. When we first, turn on the radio and you hear our station come on for the first time across the Marin County and more. And it was in our guests that we had, Linda Sims, and then we had Sister Earlene Hatchie used to come on. It's very interesting. Some good memories.
Now, do you remember when the station actually signed on?
You know what? I'm trying to think. I mean, our anniversary is today.
That was the first day we had programming.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think because I remember we turned on the transmitter. Wasn't it like a few days or 3 days before or something like that?
Sunday.
That,
so it would have been the 12th.
Yeah.
Or the 8th. The 8th of June is when the transmitter was turned on. But then June the 10th is when we actually did programming.
Yeah, we had everybody come to the studio and
well, the first day, really, it was just, I believe, you and I and the guest we had on. And that was it the first day, I believe.
Yeah, it was.
Now, do you remember who the first guest was?
We talked about this. I don't know how
I just told you the other night.
Yeah, I know. It was, wasn't it Kiefer?
Dick Kiefer.
Yeah. He died.
Just recently.
Yeah, sad. I heard about that. It's like, wow. We just saw him in the hospital not too long ago.
Well, that could explain what happened.
Yeah. Poor guy. He was very nice.
Yeah, I like Dick Kiefer.
He was going to address me one time on the radio.
Well, that's why I think he gave up.
Oh, because...
Well, he said, there's no way I can dress that guy. So I've got to pack it in.
Yeah.
All these years I've been in business.
Yeah.
But now the most important question. You look at 5 years. What do you remember?
A lot of stuff. I mean, we you know, WWGH has a lot of memories because you know, we have... I mean, especially, I mean, you have a lot of celebrities that you bring on over the years. You know, we had the Golden Voice that come on. Now we have... Another legend, Weasel Boy signed
he's
on.
He's a legend.
Us. I mean, he you know, he's well known. He's well known in Marion County. He's well known in Columbus, and I listened to him on WNCI.
See, I never did.
You never did?
Nope.
He's very good. He's very good radio personality.
See, the only legend I qualify here is Charlie Evers.
I was going to get to Charlie. Charlie Evers has been around. You know, somebody asked me at work, because I was going to tell you this. Somebody asked me at work. He's from Marion here, and he used to run Buffalo Wild Wings. He used to be the manager there. And he said he found a pen, like an old WMRN pen with a microphone on it, and he's going to bring it in and give it to me. And I don't know if he's going to give it to me for sure, but he's going to let me show Charlie Evers, see if Charlie Evers remembers that or not. And I'm going to bring in the show, Charlie. So hopefully I'll get that next couple of days. But do you remember when you was at WMRN, did they have those pens with like a microphone on it, like ink pens?
Oh, like a pen?
Yeah, like a microphone on it. I think it's the ink pen. He just said it's a pen. I figure it was an ink pen. I don't know for sure.
We had pens. I don't remember what was on them.
Okay, he said it has a microphone on it. He said his parents had it stuffed in his drawer because he took over his mom and dad's house. And one of the drawers, he found it, and it had a microphone on it. And he wanted me to show Charlie Evers and see if Charlie Evers remembers. Because he was asking me how long Charlie Evers was at WMRN. Didn't you say he's been on the air for over 60-some years? 80, or
but there were
years?
Different stations in there. Because
right,
I think
WDIF.
Charlie started at MRN, I believe, just as a... Because there was a long time before he said anything on the air.
Yeah.
I think he started there in 49, but I don't think he was on the air till the 60s.
Okay, because he was an engineer.
And then he left to go to DIF, I think, in the 80s. And then he didn't come back till the 90s. And then he left in 95, and he hasn't been back since.
Gotcha. And now he's on our own, WWGH. So I'm going to bring that in. I thought that was interesting. I'll show you and... Who knows? He might just end up giving it to me. I don't know. But yeah, it'd be pretty cool to have.
So beyond that, there's always events that go on here. What are the events that you remember?
For the radio station itself, certainly our Christmas parties has always been good.
The anniversary parties are good.
Yeah, anniversary
tonight,
parties.
Tonight, there'll be another one, 7:15 to 9 o'clock.
Yep. And some of all the other get-togethers that we have, you know, over the years. We had
a lot of new additions tonight. I was just looking, like, people who will be here tonight who've never been here before. Mike Wilson, Pastor Whitaker, Nate Redman, Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy, all new people.
You know, if he's out here listening, I'd like to invite, if you don't care, Zach that does our weather. He, you know, I don't get to listen to the weather too often, but I was listening on the way over here today. It sounds really, really good.
Well, if he's willing to sit on the floor, because we're
oh yeah, we're
packed in
yeah,
here
we're,
tonight.
We're packed. But I just was saying, you know, he does our weather.
No, he's more than welcome to stop by.
Yeah, I remember meeting Zach years ago.
If you hold him, he can come.
If I hold him,
if you hold him,
I'll be behind the controls there.
No, tonight. No, we did that last year. We're not doing
no,
that.
No, I mean, I'm going to be behind the controls with you back there.
Because we got the Leszewski family, which I think consists of six people.
Yeah, it's hard to control that sound.
And then we've got myself, you, and Terry. And then we've got Adam. And then we've got Adam's special guest. And then we've got Linda.
Who's Adam's special guest?
That's special. That's why we can't mention it. We got Mike. We got Pastor Whitaker. We got Charlie, who...
am I supposed to bring a special guest, too, or what?
Well, no, not unless you want to carry him around. And Charlie's wife usually comes, Jeannie. So Jeannie and Charlie. Nate, I don't know if he'll bring his wife or not. He might. Brandy, she won't bring her husband. I don't know if he exists, to be honest.
He's a gamer. He's probably playing games.
Weasel Boy will bring his wife, I'm sure. And that's a lot of people.
I mean, gamers, I'm telling you, I know some gamers.
Oh, then there's a special guest who we can't mention.
Oh, special guest.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I think I remember you.
Can't mention that.
Can't mention that, yeah. But yes, I mean,
you got to tune in tonight just for that, because that'll be a first.
Right, it'll be a first. Speaking of Brainy's husband, you know, gamers are, you know, that's a new thing now. I mean, I know some gamers that they are really dedicated. I had this kid at work that he actually fixes people's problems.
I think he's just got an anger toward me.
Oh, really?
Well, it's because I think of the Friday show, because I disagree with her a lot.
Does he know you?
No, we've never met.
Oh, no, I don't
just
know.
From the radio.
Oh. I, you know.
She came to the Christmas party alone.
Oh, that's right.
You were here.
Yeah, I was here. Yeah.
Well, that was a fun night that night.
It sure was. You know, and
I don't think Santa Claus felt very good that night.
No, he didn't feel too good.
But Santa Claus, I'm sure will be
I'm
back.
I'm sure
this
he was
year.
Wore out. He was delivering all the presents and stuff. So,
yeah, but I think okay today.
Yeah.
Now Adam's special guest. Woo.
Yeah, I did not know that he was bringing that person until I.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. So you got two special. You got one who you would never dream of. Who you have to listen for that. And then the other one is coming with Adam. So there you go.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the bottom of everything tonight.
Absolutely. It's going to be wonderful. You don't want to tune out. You want to tune in.
And it's supported by Domino's Pizza, 740-383-3030.
And Domino's Pizza is really good. I love Domino's Pizza. I love their
you never chew. That's what it sounds like at Christmas and the anniversary.
Matter of fact, I didn't even eat any until I got home that night.
And then it was...
Because I've been so busy. You know, during the parties, I don't have time to eat. Me and you are behind the controls usually, or controlling
the
party.
I've never eaten at a party.
Yeah. We're so busy because, you know, we have to control everything and make sure everything's running correctly. And we don't eat until afterwards. So that's the way it goes when you're the host of the parties.
When you're, and you know, I'm telling you some of the things that stick out in my mind. Certainly the visits from Mr. McFeely.
Yeah, and you know, Mr. Jingling, we should bring him back this year too, I think.
Well, he came early.
I like Mr. Jingling. He's an interesting guy.
I like Mr. Jingling.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the people who've been through the studio. You got to say Mr. Jingling. Nikolai Volkoff, the late Nikolai Volkoff, was in the studio.
Yeah. Said he's gone.
Thunderbolt Patterson spent different rounds with us over the years. Tony Atlas was live in studio. We had
Randy Savage brother.
He wasn't in the studio.
No, he was no. He just brought him in for the.
But I'm trying to think of who's been.
We brought him in for the TV show.
But I'm trying to think of who's been in the studio. Tony Atlas, Thunderbolt Patterson.
Oh, I can't Nikolai believe you're forgetting Volkov. This person.
Who?
Your friend, your best friend.
Who?
You got one of the AP awards, nominations.
Well, who?
Who? Think about it. Your best friend. He texts you all the time. Wants you to come up with ideas for him.
Oh, Gallagher?
Yes.
Yeah, Gallagher was here
for
2 weeks. I remember that well. Yeah, Gallagher was here. Ted Williams says, Ted Williams announced he was running for president on this station.
Yep.
Got an AP back in 2015. There have been Governor Strickland was here twice. He was here on Election Day. Mary Ellen Withrow's made many appearances in the studio throughout the span.
Yep, that's true.
And like I say, Mr. McFeely has been here. So there's been a lot of big deal people come through the studio in a short period of time of 5 years.
Yes, a lot of people. Not only this studio, but all the other studios. And, it's been a fun ride. That's for sure.
And not over yet.
Not over yet. Continue on and go from there.
Now, are there any moments that stick out for you?
Good moments.
Or bad.
Well, I mean, there's lots of bads. But, you know.
There's lots of bad?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Go ahead. Give me some bad.
for instance, starting out with the station was bad. But, you have to take the good with the bad. The bad with the good. And it turned out right. Look where we are today. But you have some good days and you have some bad days, just like everything else.
I'm talking about experiences.
Experience?
Like, did you ever have a bad experience?
Not really a bad experience. We had some.
I remember one.
What was that? Go ahead.
I remember when Charlie gave you the bird.
Oh!
I remember that very, very well. Like it was yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. What's your hours to pick up tickets?
We are open today until 2 o'clock.
Okay, and the rest of the week?
Tomorrow will be 2, Wednesday 2, Thursday 2, Friday 3.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, too, if you want to share your memories of anything or answer a trivia question, 740-383-9944. Yeah, Charlie gave you the bird. That did happen.
Yes, because I was talking about
that. And he was angry. Now, let's not kid around. We'll talk about this tonight. He was angry because you were saying something about rubber bullets.
Well, yeah, I was talking about rubber bullets because I think we should use them a lot more often. But I understand what his point of view was. But, instead of killing the person, we should use...
He got angry with you. Now, this was during the exchange show.
No.
And he flipped you off.
I know. I gave him the bird right back later on. But
no, next week. But we should mention the people who have been with us. Satch Solinger, who's no longer with us, but we thank him for everything he did. Marge Hazlett, who's she's on a sabbatical right now, but she's doing okay. And we thank her. Certainly Marianne Michaels for all she gave to the exchange and all the programs over the years. And, who else has there been?
Dick Kiefer.
Oh, Paul Savage, the late Paul Savage, who did Charlie Evers' theme song and Satch Solinger's theme song.
And Glenna Savage.
Yep.
Yep. She's out there part of the listening. And till today, we still use Paul Savage's theme song that he wrote.
For Charlie's show.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So there's been just a lot of history, a lot of fun. A few shows by Pastor Brett Cornelius.
Yeah,
he's been on right. I think 3 different shows.
I enjoyed that show on a certain occasion. I mean, it was I liked talking about different subjects with them. It was pretty, I used to.
I remember when you broke a studio chair. No, you. As a matter of fact, you had the record. I think you broke 3 of them.
Why are you bringing up the first stuff I break?
I remember
over the years.
Broke. You broke one.
I
mean, during...
Do you get a kick out of the, what I break?
No,
what
I'm
I do
just saying
this,
we used to have a lot. Well, this is why we can't invite people to the anniversary party.
Oh, is that
because
right?
We used to have a lot more.
Okay, I'll just sit on a cement block for now on.
It might be safer.
Or I'll sit on our exterior chair
would
over
even,
there.
That would, I mean, if you even looked at that, it'd collapse.
What year was that thing again?
1940. It's hanging right there on the wall.
New York.
Do you see it on the wall?
1930s.
Where do you see that? Right there on the wall. WMRN Radio Studio, 1941.
Why does it say 1930s on that paper there?
Well, that's when it was in NBC. It came from New York.
Okay. I didn't
right mean, there are pictures of them.
Oh,
right
1941,
the
yeah. Gosh. Oh, that's where Madge Cooper started. I worked there. That's by Madge Cooper's chair.
Martha Douse was along in this studio many, many times.
Yeah. She was.
But you broke several chairs is what we were talking about. Back when we were at the mall, we had four or five metal folding chairs, and now we're down to one.
But you got to realize that
but here's what happened.
Those chairs
you
are
kept
old.
But you kept sitting in them. Why? After you broke one, two, three, you think you'd have given up on them.
Listen, they're old. They're old and decrepit. They
nobody else has ever broken one.
It doesn't matter. The ones I sat in were probably defective.
I bet they were, all four of them. You broke one right in the middle of Mr. McPhee.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Gosh, I was trying to run the controls and camera and take pictures. Oh, geez, that was embarrassing.
Not really, we heard it on...
not really, but I about fell out of the ground, though.
We heard it on radio.
Oh, yeah, I heard you guys make fun of me.
No, I didn't make fun.
Oh, yeah.
He called you the chair keeper.
That's right. I remember that.
So those were fun events.
We had some good events.
Riding in the popcorn parade with Mr. McFeely. We did that twice.
Yep. One year we ran in the popcorn parade. You was on the back of a car.
That was before this, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of memories from here. I was trying to think of...
You mean from this area?
Yeah. Well, from this 5 years, because it's the fifth-year anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The car wasn't for that. That was for the TV station. I'm running the TV station and the radio together, apparently.
You might be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and there have been a lot of great guests who have called in. We've had a lot of regulars, like Dick Gregory, who was always good.
Yeah, Dick Gregory was good.
What about the trip to New York where we interviewed Amazing Kreskin and Phil Donahue and Pat Carroll and Jim Fowler all in person?
Yeah, and that was good. But now we got our technology fixed, so now we knew what the problem was.
I went to the World Series.
Yeah, you did. And you went to the...
Republican Convention. Interviewed Phyllis Schlafly and Van Jones.
You and Terry and Brett went on that date.
And you and Adam were back here in the studio getting it done.
Yeah, trying to keep you guys on the air. Not this studio.
And then three League of Women Voters candidates night we've had on this station, three of them.
Broke the servers.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of things when you look back on it.
There has. I mean, you know, starting from ground up and where we are today, I mean, there is a lot of memories.
Now, we were the first station, we were the first people ever to have Warren G. Harding's grandson on.
True. Yeah. And he's what? He lives out in Washington?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
But first station ever to have him on. I have had him on many times since. Yep. Great guy.
And, you know, and when they get this museum put up, I think we should do a breaking ground story on that. I know they're working on it right now.
But I know your favorite guest via the telephone was Dick Gregory. The late Dick Gregory.
Yeah, you know, he was very interesting. I mean, one of the stories that always stuck out to me is about when he told the story about the John F. Kennedy story. That's a very interesting story.
And Hugh Downs used to come on with us all the time. Pat Carroll.
Ooh,
Shecky
well,
Green.
You know, I met Pat Carroll in person. We went up to Rhode Island.
Cape Cod.
Well, yeah, we went through.
But the other big events, I think, were, last year, last June, it was WWGH Day in LaRue.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And we've been at the fair four different times. Well, I've been at the fair four different times, is what I should say. Dying. We broadcast the horse races.
Yeah.
We, there was something else in my brain there. I was just, we did a Clippers game. We broadcast from Primrose. We broadcast from McDonald's. It was WWGH Day in LaRue last June.
Yeah,
we broadcast
that.
From. Did I say that already?
Yeah, that's right.
We broadcast from Cooney's.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting. Yes, yeah, so a lot of stuff on the books that we did over the years, and you know, you can't.
My Alzheimer's kicked in there for a second.
That's okay.
Did I say that or not?
I might repeat a lot of this. You know, we like you said, you already said Primrose. That was very good. When we did the
with the Buckeye guy.
Yeah, with the Buckeye
and Mary
guy.
Mary Ellen, a chili cook-off.
That was
a cold October night.
Yeah, that was. And the wife, you know, good that we had a guy there that donated the hot spot. That was nice.
Now, at Cooney's, you about got into a fist fight. Now, I'm not going to talk about with who or with what, but there was almost a fist fight. No, deny it. Was there almost a fist fight at Cooney's?
No, it wasn't. No.
You're a liar.
No, I'm saying.
I was there.
No. Oh, you're talking about.
I'm not saying the person. I'm just saying you about got in a fist fight there.
Oh, I answered that wrong. I'm sorry. I take that back. Yes, I said no, but I meant yes. I didn't hear the question correctly.
I'm not going to bring up who it was. I'm just saying.
Yes,
I was
you're exactly right. Yes, that person was getting underneath my skin. I was almost going to do what Terry did. I do a left hook and you know.
Well, I was interviewing Mayor Milton Lightfoot.
And he didn't like it. I mean, the own mayor of the city didn't even like how this person was acting. It's like, really? Seriously?
Oh, I forgot about Adam and Terry and I going off to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from the, whatever it was, the Heinz History Museum. Yes. And WQED.
Yes.
I'm surprised I'm not dead. I mean, honest to God, 5 years of this stuff, I've went on every trip. I've done every fair. I've been everywhere.
Well,
I did every League of Women Voters event. There were some knockdown dragouts at those. I've been
yeah, a couple of times. You guys didn't get on the air.
Well, we're not going to bring that up.
I guess that's what you call technology issues. When the Marty doesn't want to work.
I was trying to think. Oh, last year Mary Ellen Withrow came to the fair and read the Declaration of Independence. That was very exciting.
Speaking of her, I still never made it to the museum. I've got to sit down and take a day off and go in there and look at that.
We did the game show here a few months ago with Mary Ellen and Buckeye Guy.
You know, that was very fun. I was the host. I think we should do that again. That was I had a really good time.
Well, I think we could do that since you think Weasel's a celebrity. Plah. And he's not a celebrity.
I'm telling you, people, he's well known. I mean, he was on. I mean, WNCI.
Yes, I'm not denying
was the number one station for many, many years.
I don't discredit that. I'm just saying I don't look at him as a legend. He's a friend. I'm just saying he's a friend.
I have never met the guy yet, but I'm going to meet you tonight.
And I think he's a great.
And speaking of it, I saw his stickers here.
Can
on
I speak?
Side of the wall.
Listen, ADD, you're going to be like this tonight. I'm going to shut your mic off. There's going to be a lot of people talking. Listen, I'm just saying that. How many chairs are you going to bust tonight? Because we don't have chairs to spare. Now, I'm just saying, I like Weasel. We have a good relationship. He's a good broadcaster. But I don't know that he's a legend. I mean, I think you got to be around a long time to be a legend.
Well, people don't know. I mean, people that are just now tuning in, Weasel is well known for Chad Harrison. He's from Marion, Ohio. If people don't know that. And
like, I'll tell you who the legends are. Like the Charlie Evers, the Madge Cooper, the the guy. I'm not going to say it.
Who?
But the special guest tonight. Now, that's a legend. My opinion.
Well, yes.
When you're around that long.
When you're around that long and doing a lot of the different stuff in Marion County, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are the legend. And I'm not saying he won't be a legend. I think Weasel will be a legend. But I think he's too young to be a legend.
Well, people think you're a legend in this town.
No, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do. I mean, every time I go there, you know, and I mention your name. Oh, yes, I know Scott Spears. Or, you know, it's like.
Like Ted Williams is a legend. A lot of people know Ted. He's had a legendary story. Now, that's a legend.
Well, no, see, you're a legend, too, because you've been on CNN.
I have been on CNN.
Yeah, you've been on CNN.
Bill O'Reilly.
You've been in Marion Star multiple. Oh, by the way, my dad was in the.
I saw that.
Yep, for the ice cream place.
It's too bad they didn't mention it. They didn't mention his name.
I know. I'm not sure why they. What happened? They saw
he was the first guy holding the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to break. We're going to come back with more memories and more fun here on WWGH, the 5th anniversary special. Stay tuned. We'll be back.